cut so deep you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Mike Waldman.
Good morning.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, 27. I'm going to make it through the year without any serious drug addictions.
Is that the year that most people die of drug addiction?
Indeed. 27? Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin.
That's my joke for the rest of the year. Waldman shares with us rare tracks from his wardrobe every week. And this is the first one of 2016. So did you make it particularly special?
I think it's a great one. I have to tell you, I spent Sunday looking through the wardrobe to see what I wanted to bring. And I kept seeing these covers that I really, really liked from all different times in rock and roll history. One very, very modern, one back from the 60s and one from the 90s. And they're all covers.
Cool.
And a cover is when an artist plays somebody else's song.
Indeed. Yeah, that's important to say that just in case people don't know.
That's not a good idea. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And a record, what's that? and a song.
Oh, you probably don't know what that is.
Hey, you might appreciate this. I got a really cool 1979 Technics turntable for Christmas.
Ooh, yeah. Very nice.
Sounds perfect.
Very
I love
nice.
It.
Do you plug it into your iPad?
I don't think it works that way.
I don't know how that works. But the first is going to be from the 90s. This is from Supergrass from their debut album, I Should Coco. I love Supergrass when they first came out. Great rock and roll band. I kept seeing them on Jules Holland's later show. You ever see that show?
Yeah, of course.
That's a great British music show.
Jules Holland was a piano player in Squeeze.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, and he became a TV personality.
Good.
Yeah, and this album, of course, I Should Coco, Supergrass, biggest selling album on Parlophone since the Beatles, Please Please Me.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So they were a great rock band.
Huge.
And they just came out with their 20th anniversary of that song. And, of that album. And their biggest single from that album was a song called All Right. This was the B-side, because you can't play the A-side on the wardrobe. You have to play the B-side on the wardrobe. But here's the great thing about it. It's a Kenny Rogers song. And most people don't know that before Kenny Rogers was a big country westerns performer, he had a psychedelic band called The First Edition. So this was their big hit, which is called I Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Is In. You'll love it.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition. My condition.
Yeah, it's easy to forget how great a band Supergrass really were. And, it, you know, Oxford, UK, not a place like Liverpool or Manchester that's well-known or famous for being a musical town, but it's an intelligent musical town. You think of bands like Radiohead, and I can't think of anybody else. But anyway,
that's the site of the university, correct? Am I right about that?
Oxford University, yeah, but there's the university in Oxford. Mm-hmm. It's not like Cambridge. Cambridge is entirely a university town. It's overtaken by the university and the hallowed halls of academe. But Oxford has a real town next to it. Oxford University has a real town next to it across the river that's a real down-to-earth place, working town. And that's where these bands come from, you know. So really, that's tremendous.
That's as rare as it gets on the Wardrobe.
Kind of.
It's a B-side from Supergrass covering Kenny Rogers' first band that nobody knew Kenny Rogers was in.
I have a vague memory of First Edition, and I have a vague memory of that song because it's such a great line.
Yeah,
I just popped in to see what condition my condition was in. And obviously everybody knows Kenny Rogers, but I just can't picture him now with a big beard and the chicken legs and all that.
Yeah, and he's doing commercials for insurance companies.
Right, well, yeah, but so is Iggy Pop, so that's all right.
Awesome one, Mike. So all covers today. What's next?
Yeah, the next one is I was looking for something new, and so I typed into iTunes number one best-selling alt-rock band of 2015.
You could have just asked me.
I could have just asked you. And what came up was a band called 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've only got like two or three albums, and they don't really have anything. They haven't released anything rare yet, you know. So,
no.
You know, while I could play them, they wouldn't really fit in with the Wardrobe. But I went on YouTube, and I found a video that they produced, which is I think this is a brilliant video, and this is why I think the band is going to be, you know, continue to be huge, is that they've got their heads on straight. This is a video that starts off, first of all, it's an Elvis Presley cover, okay? Hmm. So they're honoring somebody that's, you know, 60 years dead or something like that, which I think is great. And it starts off with just the lead singer singing sitting on a stoop or something. He's playing the ukulele. He's playing the song. He gets up. He walks out into the street. All of a sudden, the background noise of the street is part of the song. Then he walks down the street, and there's a bunch of kids hanging out, and they start singing the chorus. And then he walks into a concert hall, and there's a whole audience, and they start singing it. And then he walks into his car, and his partner's there, his musical partner's there, and they end the song. So it goes through. It's a travelogue, basically, of this guy walking around town, beautifully produced. And this is called I Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in? Surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things were meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. 'Cause I can't help falling in love. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things were meant to be. Oh, take my hand, take my whole life too. I
but I can't help falling in love with you.
Great. 21 Pilots covering Elvis Presley there. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. Well done, Waldman. That was really cool.
Isn't that great? That's like, if there's such a thing as a rock and roll standard, I mean, every band in the world has covered this song and or done it live. I saw U2 on the Zoo TV tour, and they used to use that as the final song. You knew the show was over when Bono sang that song. UB40 had a hit with it, Shirley Bassey. I mean, it's everybody's sung that song.
The thing is, I didn't even know that guy could sing in that band. Listen to this real quick. I mean, this is that song Stressed Out, which is the number one song in the world. It has been for months now. This is what he sounds like in kind of modern alt-rock terms.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I
had. Yeah, it's kind of rapping, isn't it?
That's always his thing. It's kind of that weird stylized hip-hop. But he sang Elvis beautifully, you know? I had no idea. It's really
cool.
But,
you know, to do that right, to be able to sing in that way, to be able to rap in that way, you've got to have some sort of musical sensibility, you know, to really pitch. He's not singing, but he's every word is a note. Every word I'm saying now is a note of some kind. So, you know, and they're a smart group, 21 Pilots. Do you know where the name comes from, 21 Pilots?
Mm-mm.
Do you know All My Sons, play by Arthur Miller? That's a famous play. So the protagonist in that play, he doesn't know what to do. He's confused because he sent dodgy parts to the Air Force, the American Air Force, and 21 pilots had killed because of the dodgy parts.
So it's a smart name then.
So that's where the name comes from.
He's got a moral dilemma. It's a band of moral dilemmas.
I must say, I looked that up. I'm trying to sound like I knew that, but I looked it up.
Oh, I really thought you did. I was really impressed.
I know. All right. And I felt guilty that I sounded so smart.
All right, Mike Waldman's here with Rare Tracks, all covers today for us on KX93.5.
I think covers are important because they show where the artist is coming from. It really gives you an insight in who the artist is. And the last one, this is a personal favorite of mine from the 60s. This is Bonnie Delaney and Friends. And they were a soul rock group that I think maybe only had one album, maybe two albums. But what they were famous for is that they were the backup band for so many people. And the Friends would include like Eric Clapton, George Harrison, Dave Mason, Derek and the Dominoes, the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
They would basically play with everybody. And the interesting, I found this interesting, is that Bonnie Bramlett was the first ever white Ikeette. You know what an Ikeette is? Ike and Tina Turner, they had those three background singers that would dance their butts off, and you know, while they were singing, and she was the first one, and they would actually put black makeup on her.
Oh my God, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Ike does it, no, because Ike will pull out a gun and shoot your butt.
Isn't Ike dead? Is Ike dead, right? Or is he still alive?
I'm not 100% sure. I know Tina's alive.
If Ike's still alive, once Cosby goes down, he's the next one.
If Ike is still alive, please call in. So this is a live track, and who is on the live track playing along with them is George Harrison, is Eric Clapton, is Dave Mason, and they're playing a Dave Mason song, Only You Know and I Know.
Very cool. Mike Waldman, thank you. Great wardrobe today. We'll close with this, and then a squeeze song is coming up after that for Jason Fettig.